I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots. Some call Lafayette, Louisiana, the French Austin. The town's been in a musical renaissance, a new moment of creativity, increasing after the Katrina and Rita hurricanes of 2005, and the arrival of new folks on the Cajun Creole scene. Then there's the Lost Bayou Ramblers. Formed in 1999 by brothers Louis and Andre Michaud, they've resurrected Cajun swing, sung about preserving the environment and cultures of southern Louisiana, and brought punk rock fans together with their waltzing audience in French dance halls. Andre and Louis's father plays accordion with his brothers in a band called Les Frères Michaud, and the boys started their music careers playing triangle with their father and uncles around Gillette, Louisiana. Eventually, Andre picked up dad's accordion, and Louis got granddad's fiddle.
We grew up with the Cajun music real early on, but when we first started playing music on our own, like in high school, we both had multiple rock and roll bands. Andre actually played blues guitar. He used to go play at Tabby's Blues Box when he was 15 years old and go sit in at the jams. And so when we finally, you know, picked up Cajun music for ourselves and not just as something we did with our family, it was a true appreciation for the beauty of it and a want to continue that. And I think it's something that hits everyone in our generation, other generations around here in South Louisiana. Blues, jazz, rock and roll, all these musics have always influenced Cajun music, and that's kind of why we partially fell in love with it, because it's, for one, it's our own heritage, and for two, it's always been an important and changing, evolving music.
And the Cajuns before you have listened to old-time country music, Western swing. You guys kind of bring it out, Pine Island. Andre, you're playing some steel guitar on that. Kind of a Cajun-sounding steel, not strictly country.
I picked up the steel. It's a funny story how I picked that up, because a cat bit me on my finger. I woke up the next morning. My hand was about four times as big as it usually is, and I couldn't move it, so I couldn't play the accordion. So I said, well, I got the steel. You know, I played slide guitar. Let me try it out.
Talk to you both a little bit about taking care of the landscape. You've got this Valse de Mèche Perdue by your dad, Thomas Michaud, the waltz of the lost marsh.
That's right. Dad was always either playing music or flying an airplane over the marsh or going duck hunting to do research on ducks. You know, he's a biologist and he's always been monitoring the wetlands lost and the coastal erosion and basically the environmental situation of the Louisiana coast. He had written this song, and Les Frères Michaud recorded it on one of their albums.
Après le grand haut de 1927, l'armée a commencé à bâtir les levées. Et tout l'eau douce qui devrait courir aux mers accoréant les levées jusqu'à Gulf du Mexique. Sans le sédiment et les nourritures du fleuve, tout l'eau a commencé à bâtir et mourir.
It talks about, you know, how many years left until our culture follows the marsh, as in sinks and vanishes away into the sea, you know, and it's the marsh that holds our culture together because we are tied to the land.
Yeah.
The more we play music and we travel and everything, it's getting hard to do it. But I used to fish probably 3 or 4 days a week with my grandfather. And I love eating fresh Louisiana fish.
You know, it is a very tough situation in South Louisiana, but people are very resilient here and continue to make it through these hard times.
Marshy.
Louis, you did a song, I guess it's really the title track of Vermillionaire. Yeah, I love these words. I've gone down to the woods. I'm gone down to Bayou Vermillion. You know I'll never die of hunger. I'll raise some chickens, eat raccoons. I'll even eat my rooster with cornbread. You know I'll never die of hunger. So you're really talking about an economy where you can live off the land and not be worrying about being a cash millionaire out there.
That's right. Household economy.
Yeah.
Miss Ethel May Bourque, that's kind of her version of that song, and I sang it with her. She was a huge inspiration in our lives. She grew up next to our camp in Milton, which is on the Vermilion. And her dad, Sydney, you know, we grew up visiting him, and he didn't speak a lick of English and really didn't buy much either. He grew everything himself. He caught all his own game and all his fish. He was always in the bayou. They have a joke in Milton that the animals are coming back now that Sydney Bourque has died, you know, because he kept everything in his belly. But he's kind of a millionaire, and Ethel, his daughter, continued that on. She died a couple years ago, but taught us a lot about, you know, how much they used to be completely dependent on the land and that it was worth more than what money can buy you today. So we kind of made her the inaugural Vermillionaire. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that it's the riches of the land that she lives on and not, you know, died without a penny in her name, but she died very happy and with an amazing life.
Talk a little about your recent recording, Mammoth Waltz. Where does the title Mammoth Waltz come from?
You know, the town of Mamou, kind of between Ville Platte and Eunice, is named after mammoth because they found mammoth tusks.
Yeah, they found a lot of tusks around here, New Iberia, Mamou, all over the place.
Tune Mammoth Waltz does sound like it's got some big feet pounding in it. It rocks and it's a waltz at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. We actually were partially inspired by the song that Andre created. Andre wrote the tune. I wrote the words. And when we finished with the tune, we're like, man, that's huge. That's a big waltz. So let's call it the Mammoth Waltz. But and in turn, the idea of the mammoth bringing something back that's really old. Well, if we look at our own music here in South Louisiana, we want to say, well, traditional is this and that. But if you want to go way back, there is some amazing rhythms and musics that were in Cajun music that really no longer exist, such as the Valse de Deton, the two-time waltz. And we love, you know, all the amazing diversity of Cajun music. So we want to bring stuff back that's so old that you don't even remember. It's mammoth, you know?
This is a pretty rockin' contemporary record. I guess the key question I would have is, how does your dad Thomas and your uncles feel about this music?
They all love it. You know, it's kind of the same thing with them. They grew up playing not only Cajun music, but, you know, a lot of folk and things like that. So they're kind of in the same boat as us, and they really like it.
And they're the ones who turned us on to Led Zeppelin and
exactly.
Jimi Hendrix and all these bands that really inspired us. We've had a few hate mails, but the only hate mails we've had have been from out of the country, actually.
Huh, that's true.
Locally, we've really been met with nothing but the hugest support. I mean, it was definitely a risk for us to put it out. You know, what if people don't like it? But we made it because that's what we want to hear.
Louis and Andre Michaud from Lost Bayou Ramblers. I want to thank you for visiting with me here on American Roots.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Singer, fiddle player Louis Michaud and accordion lap steel player Andre Michaud of the Lost Bayou Ramblers. Crossovers in Cajun music with rock and roll, country, and especially blues have some history, each generation working the mix in a music that began as a blending of old and new worlds in America. One of the great bluesy Cajun accordion players of the 1950s through the 70s was Nathan Abshire, backed here by Dewey Bolfa and his brothers on a song about where she was last night, Out in the Pines, Pine Grove Blues on American Roots.
about. And you want to rock, I'll show you how. I want to show you how to do the wobble. Just get set, baby, and grab your partner. Now all you do is what you're told.
That's what the wobble sounds like by Old Country Mentions Buddy Miller and Jim Lauderdale with Jimmy McCracklin's tune on their recent Nashville recording called Buddy and Jim. It has some of the same edge sound as things being reworked in Lafayette these days, like Woolly Bully en Francais, not the Spanglish of the original by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Still some of that rockabilly beat, though. All played by the Malfacteurs. I translate that as the Troublemakers. This is American Roots with the Hackberry Ramblers and Crawford Vincent.
Here's a song, ladies and gentlemen, that's been around quite a while. It's picked up by the great Hank Williams Sr. and it's Jambalaya, but we're going to do it the old style, like Gran Texas, Big Texas. T'en aller, toi tout seul dans Grand Texas. Criminel, comment je vais faire, mais moi tout seul. Tu m'as quitté pour t'en aller dans Grand Texas. Tu m'as quitté pour t'en aller. T'en aller, toi tout seul dans Grand Texas. Criminel, comment je vais faire, mais moi. Texas. country guitar, but the Glenn Croker. Ho, ha! Fiddle, Mr. Legend Darbon. Fiddle. Talk to me, baby. Tu m'as quitté pour t'en aller dans Grand Texas. T'en aller, toi, tout seul dans Grand Texas. Criminel, comment je vais fermer moi tout seul. Tu m'as quitté pour t'en aller dans Grand Texas. Tu m'as quitté. Tu m'as quitté pour t'en aller dans Grand Texas. Well, all right, Glenn Grover, talk to me, baby. Well, all right. Fiddle. Mr. Darbon.
Jambalaya, the song made from a Cajun tune in Hank Williams' hit Jazzed Up by clarinet player Dr. Michael White and band from Adventures in New Orleans Jazz Part 2. And the players include Detroit Brooks banjo, Lucian Barberin on trombone, and Steve Pistorius on piano. We'll be back with a Cajun version of One Scotch, One Bourbon, and One Beer when American Roots returns.